Welcome to another episode of
Taking the Trash
with Ishwe
and Ebing. So last week we had a poll out for everybody because we were considering what to do with the next steps of our podcast and how people prefer some of our episodes. And we just want to go over the results of the poll in today's episode.
And we'll keep the poll up. So if you know, you feel like you have additional comments or whatever, you can always go back to the poll and leave a comment at the end.
Mm-hmm, definitely, definitely. We've gotten very good response so far. I love like watching it trickle
me
in.
Me too. So we have 24 responses. I was hoping for 25 before we reviewed it, but 24 is close enough.
Well, I'm actually really surprised because Ishwe was like, I want us to have 25 responses. And I was like, are you serious? Do you think we're going to have that many?
You underestimate our podcast.
I did. I didn't think we would get to 25.
Because I said this at the very beginning, like when we had like 4 responses or something.
Yeah. So yeah. I was like shocked that we're even like close to 25.
Wow. Underestimating our listenership.
Mm-hmm. So our very first question was, how do you guys prefer our TV breakdowns? Do you prefer the episode by episode ones, whole season at once, or do you like both of them? And it looked like we really only had 2 responses to that, which is the majority of people, about 60%, liked both. And the other 40% really liked the episode by episode.
How would you have filled it out if you were a listener?
I think I would have said both.
I would have said episode by episode, I think.
Interesting. I mean, I do love our episode by episode.
Because it's such a deeper breakdown, and then it makes more episodes for everyone. But that being said, I guess if you're not interested in the show, then maybe there would be more laps before a show you're interested in comes on. So I can see why people want both.
I can see why people want both, and I can see why people really like the episode by episode ones that we have.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy recording those, and I enjoy listening to them too.
Yeah, same.
And then the next question was, if there was one show that one of us likes but the other one doesn't really enjoy as much and is not as invested in, should we still record the episode or should we just skip that show and move on to something that we both enjoy? And I think the overwhelming consensus, about 80% of the people would still prefer an episode. I think as long as there's, you know, some investment in one of us and more in the other one, I think that would still work as a podcast episode.
Yeah, but and our guest question coming up, we may have like a solution-ish to this problem. So
yeah, so we've had one guest, my partner Adrian, for 2 of the episodes that are like more of a physical challenge, like Physical 100 and Siren. And we did have a question in the poll regarding if people enjoy those episodes and if people like having a guest host rather than just me and Ishwe. And I think overwhelmingly, I think most people did really enjoy those episodes for a couple of reasons. Some people really like the show Physical 100 and Siren and wanted somebody to talk about it, so that the fact that we had an episode on it was really exciting and very awesome. And then other people did enjoy our guest host. And then for a couple of people, they said that, you know, they really enjoy the dynamic that we have. Our banter as co-hosts. And that's part of the reason that they stayed listening to our episodes is our banter. And so that's something that a guest host, in replacement of one of us, that's not going to replicate very easily.
Right. And so I think this, in conjunction with the earlier question of what would happen if only one of the people was really into a show, was why Ebing and Adrian did those shows, because I wasn't that interested in it. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to watch it. But Ebing was like obsessed with it, needed to talk about it. That's why we did it with Adrian.
Exactly.
And I think that was a really good solution. It's not a perfect solution, of course. But I thought it was a really good idea. And everyone kind of loved the idea of having a guest episode. I think especially if one person isn't as interested as the other. Some people mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
So a solution perhaps for the future, especially for my like Selling Sunset type shows and Buying Beverly Hills, is I might also buy a mic and then invite some other special guest episodes who are interested in those shows to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And exactly. I think in the titles, you know, we always say like special guest episode at the beginning. So if you don't like want to hear the guest dynamics with us, you don't have to listen to those. Same as for our, well, one of the ones we're going to talk mm-hmm. about later.
Same with our catch-up episodes. Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And I know Ishii mentioned the mic. Right now, we only have one mic.
Yeah, it's an even place.
We're still noobs in terms of podcasting. We have one mic. Ishii comes over to my house.
Yeah.
And then we just record sitting across from each other.
Yeah. In the future, we may have to figure out like a Zoom recording, but not now.
Yeah, not now. In the future.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next part is, what are people's thoughts about our catch-up episodes? Do they like them as they are? You know, friendly banter between us just very chill talking about the recent shows that we watched? Or would people prefer more preparation? Or do people not really enjoy these episodes? And I think a good majority, about 60%, like the episodes as they are. And also, as I suspected, there's a good portion of people, about 13-14%, who would prepare or who would prefer more preparation beforehand in terms of the shows that we watch.
That's not enough for me to make a change. If it was like majority, I'd be like, okay, buckle down, take some more notes. But I was like, I mean, the majority were fine as is.
And then there are a good portion of you guys who don't listen to these episodes, who don't prefer to listen to these episodes. And, you know, that's why we have the term catch-up episode in the title. So if you guys aren't interested, you can watch or listen to one of our other episodes.
Yeah, I think that's a good solution. Like, we always make sure it's the first word in the title mm-hmm. so that you guys know if it's not a show you like, if it's not a type you like, then you don't have to listen to it.
Yeah, and we try to include all the shows that we talk about in the title too. Sometimes there's just too many shows, so we can't list every single show that we talk about in the title, but it should be somewhere in the description too.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go into the idea of branching into other topics, because right now we're mostly in the reality TV realm. And our question for our audience is, would you guys like or would you guys listen to episodes about other things?
And we've tried incorporating some of this into our catch-up episodes, like the Ocean Gate scenario, like double gate on that. And even talking about some books and other TV shows. So I thought this was a really fun poll to see what you guys were most interested in hearing about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think it's really cool because there are a good portion of people who, I think half of the responses we've gotten so far, they would be open to us talking about news / gossip that's gone around in the vicinity recently.
Mm-hmm.
And then around the same portion, maybe a little bit less, would like us to do some sort of a book club type of thing.
Yeah, which is so funny because I remember as a kid, book club was like so intimidating because I was like, oh my god, people have so many thoughts and like I don't know how to break down literary stuff. But now I'm like, wait, it's the same as talking about a reality TV show, but it's just a book. And I'm going to plug one of my favorite podcasts right now, Celebrity Memoir Book Club. They break down celebrity memoir books. And I just love hearing their dynamic. I feel like they're kind of similar to us.
Mm-hmm. So actually, recently, Ishii sent me a clip from their podcast in the very beginning where they talk about people reviewing them and having haters. And I was like, wow, this is exactly what Ishii would say about leaving reviews. Because Ishii would always say, like, leave a review if you like us, but don't leave one if you don't like us.
Well, it's just like, if you don't like us, maybe just stop listening. If you, like, really hate us, you know, like, obviously everyone who filled out the poll, I think, likes us to some capacity enough to give a good, a thoughtful response, not necessarily, like, a positive one.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just gonna hate on, like, everything, then I'm like, well, maybe just don't listen, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I do love that Ashley, well, both of the podcasters for that podcast, Ashley and Claire, always say that. And then when I first heard them say that, I was like, oh my god, they're exactly like me.
That's what I thought too.
Anyway,
and then interestingly, some other responses, we also had the like advice as well. Only 33% of people would enjoy that, and then there are a fourth of the people who said, you know, just stick to reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple other people gave us other suggestions, K-pop, fashion, Korean dramas. One of them even said, can you do like follow-ups, for example, just on our Instagram account, in terms of where the couples are now? Are they still together? Are they
That's a good idea.
I wonder if you can do like a 1 year follow-up of the singles and Inferno couples.
I'll have to do
before
that.
The new season drops later this year.
Oh my god, yes. Yes. That is such a good idea. We'll do that.
Yeah, and then other people were talking about maybe reacting to Reddit stories or like Asian drama reveals, again, like Korean dramas or like other type of like Japanese dramas or Chinese dramas.
Really good suggestions.
And then other people just said like whatever you would like to do in the future, which is very nice.
Yes.
And then our last poll was very open-ended, basically any like last thoughts that people had and like constructive feedback. And we've gotten like a couple of really good responses. I think everybody had very constructive feedback for us and were really positive and uplifting. So I really appreciated that.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Although we also, you know, can take constructive criticism.
Absolutely. I would do more preparation on the catch-up episodes.
Yeah, I mean, I would if the majority felt that way. But not for 13%.
Mm-hmm. And one of them mentioned that if we wanted to start a new series to kind of give our audience a heads up on Instagram. For example, next week we might watch 19/20 on Netflix. And to just give our viewers a heads up on Instagram that, okay, the next episode by episode series we're going to be doing is that one.
So they can have, it's almost like book club where you decide on a book in advance, give people time to watch it.
Right. And then all come together and listen to the podcast.
Great thought.
And the probably same thing with like any books that we're intending on talking about too.
Yes, that's definitely doable. And I think a great thought. So we'll do that. Because sometimes we talk about it in our episode that we record beforehand. But if it's like a catch-up episode or, you know, people might not be listening to all the episodes in a timely manner. So I agree. That's a really good thought. We'll try to put more stuff on our Instagram. So follow us on Instagram at Taking the Trash Pod.
Exactly. And then some other people mentioned more specifics, kind of like what we talked about in the beginning about the difference between episode by episode type podcasts and whole season podcasts. They were just saying, like what we reiterated in the past, that some series it works for and other series it doesn't work for. For example, with Love is Blind and Singles Inferno that had weekly episodes come out, our weekly podcast breaking down those episodes worked really well. But for a series that came out all at once, it just didn't seem like that was a better idea to do that episode by episode ones rather than the season, whole season episodes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because most people binge if an entire season comes out, then they binge the whole thing.
Exactly. And sometimes there are certain shows where in the entire season, if you watch the whole thing, there might not be a lot going on if you just talk about one or two episodes.
Right.
Rather than the whole series.
Yeah. Anything else?
I think that's most of the feedback that we've gotten. But we'll keep the poll open and you guys can keep giving us feedback and we'll periodically check back on this poll.
Yeah, I wonder if we should leave the poll link as our signature for this podcast
description. Yeah, we could.
So that it'll show up on all our episodes and you guys can click the link whenever and leave us some... well, if you already filled out the survey, maybe you could email us. Well, it is anonymous. So yeah, whatever works for you guys.
Yeah, whatever works for you guys. We're happy to have any sort of feedback.
Yeah, if you want it to be anonymous, you can go through the poll. If you'd rather email us directly at takeinthetrashpod@gmail.com, that would be great too. If you just have a little thought, you know, don't want to fill out the whole poll just for your little comment.
All right.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you. See you guys next time.
Bye.